has arrived, in fact, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can Google him. Actually, it's pretty easy to go to his website and get all the information. You don't even need to
Google. Excuse me. DrKenShow.com.
Yes, it's there for you as he is here for you every week. 888-553-7536. Take advantage of the wealth of information he has from having practiced medicine for a long time. Also up-to-date news and information here on this program. Some good news about swimming for older folks. This is, again, a specialty of yours, blood pressure related to heart problems. Ken, swimming.
This is great news because this is a sport that you can do even if you have joint problems. It's just so healthy in every way. This is out of the American Journal of Cardiology that a dip in the pool, Doug, can be good for your blood pressure. On average, the swimmers starting this study, they were age 60. They had a systolic blood pressure, that's the upper number, of 131 millimeters of mercury. And 3 months later, it was down to 122 millimeters of mercury. And all they did over these 12 weeks, they got in the pool three or four times a week, and they gradually worked their way up to 45 minutes of swimming at a time. Almost a 10-point drop just from an enjoyable dip in the pool.
One of the things that we seem to be talking a good deal about this week, depression, how are you behaving, how are you feeling, how are you thinking? A couple of items of interest here before we get back to our callers at 888-553-7536. How good it is if you're a positive thinker and your brain health, that sort of thing. Maybe we ought to go through those for a moment, Ken.
You and I love this story. This is out of the archives of internal medicine, Doug, that people can use positive thinking and self-affirmation, that's saying positive things about oneself, to help them make and sustain behavior changes. In this study, 55% of the coronary artery disease patients, that's the number one killer of Americans, practicing positive affect, just a good outlook about life, and these self-affirmations, that's telling yourself good things about yourself, increase their physical activity compared to 37% in the control group. The positive affect group walked on average 3.4 miles a week more than the control group. Patients in this group, they were encouraged to think as soon as they got up and throughout the day of small things in their lives that make them feel good. And also the patients were instructed when they encountered some difficulties. This is helpful for all of us. If they had a difficulty during the day or they were in a situation that made it hard to take their medication or hard to exercise, to think about things they enjoyed or proud moments in their life, like a graduation, a wedding, something like that.
All right. So that's a good news. Keep your mind sharp. And that's also a way of helping you stay away from Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of thing.
Archives of Neurology, the latest news about preventing Alzheimer's disease, the biggest fear of my patients, even more than heart attacks, people who challenge their brains, Doug, throughout their lifetimes. We're talking about reading, writing, playing games like crossword puzzles. They're less likely to develop these protein deposits in the brain, which have been linked with Alzheimer's disease. People who stay mentally engaged beginning in childhood and remain so throughout their lives actually develop fewer of these amyloid plaques, but the people who recently take up crosswords and other mental exercises do not appear to see much of this benefit. So it seems like it's a whole lifetime of engaging in these activities has a bigger effect than being cognitively active just in older age. Certainly it's important if you haven't done it, but the key is get the kids, the grandkids, even you at whatever age, you can't start early enough.
All right. Here's some more good and helpful news. Now, a study about men. The word narcissism has come up a lot lately. It basically refers to people who put themselves first. It's all about, we hear people always talking about, it's all about you. It's all about, and there are a lot of people who build their whole lives around themselves.
They overestimate their intellectual abilities, Doug. They overestimate their attractiveness and their positive personality traits. And they don't enjoy healthy relationships with other people because they are generally low on empathy and high on hostility. And what this study reported in the Public Library of Science 1 this week is that men with higher levels of narcissism, and not so much women, have more cortisol in their body. This is a hormone that actually was 2.5 times stronger in men. The problem is that this prepares the body to respond to a threat. And if the cortisol response is always high in the absence of a threat, it indicates an overactive response in the body, and this can have in the long term health effects such as high blood sugar, heart problems, and weight gain.
Alright, so with that in mind, with people thinking about how their mental health is, let's continue. Again, we develop themes often in this program, start off talking about something, and this person will call with that experience, another person calls with that question, and an example of that, I guess, would be Liz, who's in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on the air now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hello, Liz.
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Ken, for taking my call.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Liz. How can we help?
Well, my doctor's got me on Xanax and Paxil.
So depression and anxiety.
And obsessive compulsive.
And obsessive compulsive. What is your diagnosis all three?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they don't really listen to me, and it's like I know what I've got, and they get me on all these pills, and I'm trying to get off these pills, and I can't get off these pills. And it's just... amazing.
You can't, what does it mean you can't get off of music?
I hear you, Liz. Do you have a therapist who also provides you with talking therapy? It sounds like I know the answer to my question because you say no one will listen to you. And that pains me that you have these issues and no one, you know, it just tells me that the healthcare system is letting you down.
That's what I'm thinking.
And
Is
it possible for you to find either a psychiatrist who has the time or a psychologist who definitely would have the time to give you the therapy that you're reaching out for? You're begging.
If I had Medicaid or Medi-Cal, which I work for a living, and I don't have insurance.
So you don't have any insurance?
No, sir.
Is it possible for you to switch employment? You know, you're in the age group that falls out of the cracks of Medicare, and you're working, bless your heart, and so you don't get Medicaid or Medi-Cal, and so you're falling through the cracks. Is it possible for you to get into an employment where they do have health insurance?
At my age, I don't think. I mean, I've got to live off 31 hours a week, and okay. My psychiatrist, she's really good. I mean, she talks to me, and she's great. And
is there a mental health? Often in the county that one lives, there's a mental health center that they do a lot of work based on what you can afford. In your county where you live, where you reside in, do they have a mental health center?
That's where I'm going.
And can you ask to have somebody to talk with you?
I talked to this one lady, and she's really great. And then they kick me back into the other room, and they just hand me these pills and says, take these pills. And
Liz, in these centers, all these folks are overworked. You know, they all feel like they're underpaid.
I feel sorry for them.
Give me a second. Give me a second. I'm going to coach you through the maze, okay? All of these folks, bless their hearts, you know, they're wonderful people, but they all feel overworked and underpaid and underappreciated. So what you need to do is just kind of in a very sweet, nice way, you know, just ask them, you know, swallow a little bit of your pride and ask them nicely. And if there's a possibility that they could give you somebody who just has a little bit of time that you could just talk with. And I think that would help you so much because that's the element that you're not getting enough of.
No, the girl that I talked to, she's great. But then, and I could talk to her anytime. She gave me her home phone number.
That's fantastic. But you're hoping also to get off the medication?
Yes, and she says you can't.
Well,
I mean, she says you can't do it.
Well, then don't rush. Okay, Liz, that's an important feature that you told me. That's wonderful. Then you have an angel there. And then what you need to do is, you know, now you're getting a little bit of the obsessive compulsive behavior coming out here.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, don't apologize. It's not your fault. But, you know, I'm just trying to give you a little bit of insight. And just slow down a little bit and you know, just let them help you. And don't, you know, just let everything happen the way it should be. And let time heal it a little bit. And in time, they'll be able to get you off the medicine. But it sounds to me like right now they need to use the medicines to fill in the absences of these elements that are missing in your body.
That's probably true.
So give it some time. You actually, it sounds to me that's wonderful that they're reaching out and available to you like this. And, you know, just give it some time and ask how you're doing progressive-wise, but don't be in so much of a rush to get off it, okay?
All right.
And that doesn't mean you won't ultimately get off it. Just, you know, picture yourself. Do a little visualization. Picture yourself off the drugs, okay?
Mm-hmm. Not a great idea, that is. Use visualization techniques. Yes, Liz, and you'll be better. I think you sound, actually, you've got your head on straight. I don't hear
I'm hopeful.
Sort of depression that we heard with some of the other callers earlier on. Liz, I think you've turned the corner.
You're going to make it, Liz. Hang in there.
Yeah. All right, good luck, madam. 88, does that sound bad when I call him, Adam? 888-553-7536. Jan, I don't know if I'm not sure, I haven't heard you yet, whether I'm going to refer to you as a madam or not, listening to WTTV. Hi.
Hi there.
She's not a madam. She's...
I'm not a madam.
Jan, how are you today?
Yeah,
I'm very well, thank you. Every day's a blessing.
No matter what it is, it is.
What can we do for you, Jan?
Well, I've been listening to your show, and I heard somebody call in about cancer, and I've been wondering this myself for a while. I'm a colon cancer metastasized to my liver patient 14 years ago.
Oh, bless your heart. You and Herman Cain.
Yes, that's exactly true. I don't know if his metastasized his liver, but I know my chances of being here are very slim.
Congratulations.
I'm healthy, I exercise, I eat well, I'm not, maybe 3 pounds overweight, 69 years old, and I'm just wondering, I haven't had a scan for about 7 years. I've had a CEA marker last fall, and it was fine for colon cancer, and I've had some friends that's had reoccurrence of breast cancer after 10 years, but they found it because of scans, and is this something I should consider?
Jan, you need a 60,000 mile checkup.
I do. Okay.
And what I would do is, do you currently have a good gastroenterologist, GI doctor?
I've been getting my colonoscopies as they tell me, and I'm due this fall.
Okay. Well, when you go there, and you have a primary doctor who I hope is just doing some routine lab work?
Yes.
Okay.
But
so
I did request a CEA because that's something.
And you've had your liver functions checked?
That's part of the blood work, isn't it?
Yeah, a chemistry profile.
Right.
But don't assume, you know, just make sure that they have recently checked those. You want to make sure you had a complete blood count, you've had your liver functions checked, and if those are running well and you're feeling well, I would then follow up with the GI doctor in the fall as they've recommended, and that question, feel comfortable asking that question to the GI doctor. Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah, what a great
call. Listen to that positive attitude, everybody. That's why she broke the record.
55, Dr. Ken. Good news.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Three after the hour now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, 888-553-7536. Food and nutrition, part of the focus of the Good Day Health newsletter for this weekend. People with celiac disease may want to get a hold of this. You do that easily by going to drkenshow.com or to dougstefan.com. Click on a picture of Dr. Ken. On dougstefan.com in the co-host box, it'll give you a way. Just put your email address in. After it asks you, do you want to sign up for the newsletter? Yes. Why wouldn't you? It's free. And there are discussions of all kinds of things in here. Dr. Ken's blog is available, too, at drkenshow.com. So a lot of info on celiac disease and gluten this weekend.
Exactly, and if I may just add to the newsletter, which is about using the latest food results and news in the medical research journals across the country to improve your health with just foods, there's also a story out just this week in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism about how not enough sleep can fuel your appetite. What they've discovered is, and this may be a reason why so many people struggle with obesity, getting too little sleep can make you hungrier than normal and may lead to weight gain. They, interesting study, they used functional MRI, a procedure I think, Doug, you're familiar with.
Yep.
And it seems a specific brain region that plays a role in appetite shows more activation in response to food images after a night without sleep than after a night of normal sleep. Fascinating study, isolating the part of the brain that actually does work harder to make you hungrier when you don't sleep.
Well, then there's the problems that are tied to cardiovascular and metabolic troubles as well.
This is out of the Journal of Sleep Research that reported difficulty falling or staying asleep by an individual or sleeping too much is associated with heightened cardiometabolic risk. So if you have a sleep problem, it increases the risk of you having heart disease or diabetes, probably all through putting on too much weight.
Yeah. All right, so get that sleep. Very important. 888-553-7536. Here's Marietta in Oregon with a discussion about her daughter. Marietta, please go ahead. You're on now with Dr. Kenny. He's happy to speak with you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Marietta.
Last night, my daughter came home around 11 o'clock. The house was dark. Nobody was home. She has a roommate. And she had new shoes on, and she tripped over the threshold from the kitchen to the next room and went flying and hit her head on a handle of a chair that happened to have been wrought iron but covered with a blanket, thank goodness. She woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, so apparently knocked herself out for several hours. She crawled into bed and went back to sleep, and then woke up a little later, put some pajamas on, went back to sleep. And when she finally woke up and got up, she had a knot on her head. She's a little dizzy, and she, of course, had a screaming headache. And she took some Aleve. She ate something and took some Aleve, and that seemed to take the headache away but not the sore head.
Marietta, tell her you spoke to a doctor and tell her that she does need to go to the emergency room as soon as possible to get checked out. She's going to resist it, I'm sure.
And she is, but she doesn't have insurance.
She does, well, they have to see her, and you need to get this checked out. You know, you could have a number of things. I don't want to alarm you, but if she was lost consciousness that long and has swelling that you can feel on the brain, you got to get this checked out.
Okay.
Because she may.
So I need to tell her.
You know, you can wake up and then 2 days later never wake up.
How far does she live from you?
I'm in Oregon. She's in California. If I were there, I probably would have put her in the car. And
I was going to say, if you're near to her, you go get her, pick her up, and bring her. Where is she in California?
She's down in Monterey area.
Okay. Yeah, there's plenty of great medical facilities.
And that gives me a chance to talk about the effects of high heels for women in the Journal of Applied Physiology when we get a second this week.
We do it now.
Yeah,
all right, Marietta,
I don't wear high heels, and new ones in the dark were treacherous.
Yes, you're a great mother. Take care of her. But we learned in the Medical Journal of Applied Physiology this week that walking in high heels can be so painful it changes the basic mechanics of how women walk. And listen to that story. The results of the study show that women who regularly wear high heels, Doug, walk with shorter, more forceful strides and recruit more muscles to walk compared to women who favor flats. And these changes actually persist even when the women kick off their heels and go barefoot.
It's got to be tough on your calves. It seems to be the arches of your feet. Our Jennifer Horn, who's on with us every day on the weekday program, is a big, tall woman, and she wears high heels. Man, when I stand next to her, she's about 6 inches higher than I am, and I wonder, we tease her all the time about that, but it just seems to me to be something that is nothing but a problem, or could certainly lead to a problem. It's amazing how many people want to make themselves look good at the expense of their health, isn't it? I mean, you find that all the time.
Absolutely, like especially younger people.
Yeah, younger women, and Jennifer's in her early, mid-30s, so yeah, women, when they go to work, they want to look good, they feel good about themselves, yada, yada, but down the road, problems exist, and it's better to know about that sort of thing. Now, wear one of those $600 pair of flats like Mrs. Obama has. Yeah, make your feet much better. You'll be fine, and everything will be fine. I want to talk about the Obama versus Romney plan for health care in the next half hour. Plus, we'll learn more about
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
At the hour now, it's the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here talking about what it is that ails you, literally and figuratively. Ideas, concerns, questions, themes, theories, we have them all as we talk with you every weekend for a couple of hours about health and wellness issues, food, what you're eating, what are you taking for supplements, how can you better. Ken's got a list as long as his arm every weekend prepared so that you'll know what it is that's going on in the medical fields, the research that's done, et cetera, et cetera. Ken loves to talk about research, and that's why we sort of started this series of conversations, Ken, with David McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health. And one of the things that he is an expert in, following up on a couple of conversations we've had with him earlier in the month, the whole idea of those who have high triglyceride numbers, high cholesterol, that sort of thing. His company's imported a product called Cardiol, which works to reduce cholesterol levels. But then there are other things.
He likes to talk about natural products and research also.
Right. So, Dave, let's bring you in here and go down a little different road for a few minutes. Ken and I have talked over the past year about omega-3s and the chain, and omega-6 and the chain. Omega in general, omega-3 seem to be better. And then we got into a discussion of EPA and DHA because there was a study that implicated one of them. I don't remember which one, in prostate cancer. So as we get started here, let's talk about fish oil supplements in general and what the potency is and the difference between EPA and DHA and all of the various chains of omega-3, 6, etc. Is that enough of a broad stroke for you to jump in?
Thanks, Doug, for that introduction. As you know, we brought in Cardiol because it was so unique to address cholesterol issues. But then we also, the fish oil that's in Cardiol is so good that we decided to bring that in as a standalone product. And the reason being, when we kind of looked at the landscape of fish oils, especially your basic standard fish oils from CVS and Costco and Walmart, basically they're just very low in omega-3. Usually about only 30% of the pill is omega-3. And then when you look at the label, if you look at the back in the small print, they typically only have trace amounts of EPA, DHA. They don't even give you a number. So exactly what you were talking about, you know, EPA, DHA is why you take fish oil, and most of these standard fish oils just don't have much of it in there.
I think the, you know, I'm a pretty savvy consumer of all this, and even I get confused when I'm shopping for fish oil. I think it is so confusing because it's labeled 1.2 grams, and then it's not necessarily even related to what you're trying to buy.
Exactly, exactly. And unfortunately, there just aren't a lot of regulations in the U.S. on fish oil, so it says a 1.2 or 1,000 milligrams of fish oil / omega-3 on the front. But you really have to spin the bottle around and look in the small print on the back, and typically in a 1,000 milligram, you're getting 300 milligrams of omega-3, where our fish oil Vitality has 800 milligrams omega-3 in a 1,000 milligram capsule and 700 milligrams of EPA and DHA in a 1 gram capsule. That's the most potent fish oil that you can buy in the U.S.
You think they're going to start dosing these differently so it's not so confusing to the consumer?
I hope so. I hope so. A lot of the fish oil that's sold in the U.S. Is so exact, that fish oil I described is so low in potency that they don't even allow it to be sold in Canada, Australia, or Europe.
So then, Dave, help us all. How do you get a high-quality product?
Well, again, you really need to read the label because they are required by the FDA to list on the back how much omega-3 is in one capsule and how much EPA, DHA. And the other thing you need to look at is they typically say serving size. This confuses people. And because people will call me and say, well, I have one that has 900 milligrams omega-3. I said, no, I don't think so. And I said, well, how many capsules does it say for a serving? And they say, oh, it says three. So you've got to be careful of that as well. So you really want to know how much omega-3 is in each individual pill.
Let me ask you a question about the FDA and some of the things. I think, Ken, this week there was a lot of attention given to the FDA. Once again, the bigger drug companies are trying to get into, wangle their way into some of this, or to keep it from being legalized. There, what was it, 28 or maybe it was $280 billion spent last year by consumers in our country for homeopathic remedies, things that are supplements, vitamins, that kind of thing. And there seems to be a concern that it's all over the board. And you basically brought that up here, David, because there isn't a standard. Just the rather than the government, though, I'm not a big government enhancer, as maybe you've gotten out of conversations with us. I think people have to educate themselves, and that's what you're urging people to do. Read the label, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, I agree, but it is a little scary that there really are not regulations or requirements for contaminants as well. Right now, there are eight companies that have been identified, big companies, that have excessive PCBs, so plasticizer, in their fish oil.
That's the stuff that's what, if you're buying pipe, plastic pipe, that's what you're, it's like, they put that stuff in margarine too, I think. Wasn't that the problem with the margarine?
Well, it's a contaminant that's in the environment. And if you don't take it out in your distillation process of your fish oil, you're going to have excessive levels. And big companies like CVS, GNC, Nature's Bounty, are actually being sued in the state of California right now because we do have very strict regulations for having excessive amounts of PCBs in their fish oil. So you really need to take a look at that as well.
Ken, you always are talking about the amount that people should take. Why don't you two guys have a conversation about how much of this needs to be taken on a daily basis?
Well, that's where it's so confusing, Doug, because most people, the American Heart Association will give you a recommendation to take 1 gram of fish oil a day. And it depends on what is put in there. 1 gram is different in each product.
Right, right. And, yeah, it's a great point, because the American Heart Association will also recommend to take, for high triglycerides, for instance, to take 1,000 milligrams if you're, you know, 150 or so, and then up to 2,000 or 3,000 as, you know, your triglycerides are maybe 300, 400. So they have very specific recommendations for omega-3 for high triglycerides, but, again, you have to read the label to figure out what you're taking.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so misleading, because people go and buy products that it's a gram, and they're getting different amounts of the omega-3s based on the whatever product they purchase.
Yeah, and what's really nice about our Vitality Omega-3 is one of our capsules is equal to five of these standard fish oil capsules that we're talking about.
So how do you know the potency of the product that you're purchasing?
Again, look at the what is the size of the pill? So 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams is standard. How much omega-3? Again, you've got to turn it around and look at that small print on the back. It'll tell you how much omega-3, and then you have to look at how much EPA, DHA. Mm-hmm. And again, very trace amounts. Most of these standard fish oils I'm talking about, they say star, star for the amount of EPA, DHA, which means trace amounts when you read the description on the
back. So which would you, which does the Vitality fish oil you have, is it more EPA or DHA?
It's a 2-to-1 ratio of EPA to DHA.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that the way EPA is better to have in your system, wasn't it, Ken, when you decided that for the problems worried about prostate health?
Exactly.
We're talking to David McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health, distributing Vitality Fish Oil. And here's a deal for you to consider. You can call the company toll-free at 888-809-6424 and order a free trial offer of Vitality Fish Oil. You pay shipping and handling, it's about $8, $8.95, something like that. You'll get 30 capsules, so one a day, 888-809-6424. Get on this if you have a triglyceride problem, but you and I, again, Ken, have talked about it. We talk about this stuff all the time on the air, because even of my routine, I'm into taking a lot of these things, and it's been an important education. That's why I'm so eager to have people understand they got to look at the label so you know the source of the fish, the quality of the product that you're getting, and then you'll feel comfortable when you call 888-809-6424 to order, try it free, see what you think. You can also go online to Cardiol, CARDIOL.net, click on Vitality, and get Dr. Ken's free trial. Use Ken as the code. So these things are independently tested, has a 5-star rating, you know, it's potent. So what, Ken, again, you and Dave talking about, how do people know what their levels are? You have to have a regular blood test. In your physical, you got to know what's in your blood, right?
Well, my own opinion is that almost everybody should be on some fish oil. And then based on a number of other factors, your cholesterol profile, whether you have any plaquing in your circulation, your heart history, you may want to adjust the dose at that point. But if you're not eating fish that's, I don't count fried fish.
But no farmed fish either.
Right. I personally take some fish oil every day, and I would imagine everybody should.
Yeah. Vitality, algebra, yes, Dave.
I was just going to say that, yeah, kind of our standard recommendation in working with a lot of docs is one of our vitalities a day for general health, because it is an anti-inflammatory. But if you're trying to treat something specific like high triglycerides or high blood pressure, then you look at two or three a day.
You know, I've been taking these things. Ken and I were talking off the air. I had a blood test this week, and even though I wasn't fasting, it may not be as good as it ought to be, but it showed me with high triglycerides. And I've had the mix of good cholesterol and bad cholesterol over the years hasn't been great. I have too much of the bad, not enough of the good. Just seems to be part of what my heredity is. But, you know, I've been taking sometimes three or four different types of fish oils until I found your product. And I don't, again, know whether it's because I didn't fast, but I'm not comfortable with a triglyceride number. What do we say it was, Ken? 187 or something?
Correct.
It's supposed to not be over 150.
But it was non-fasting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But you, well, Mike, I can tell you I take two Vitalities a day, mostly for my joints, but my triglycerides have dropped 50%.
Mm-hmm. How well is it absorbed into the bloodstream, the Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3?
That's a great question. That's the other big difference is most fish oils in this country are ethyl ester based. That's an alcohol molecule. And so it does not absorb directly through your stomach lining. It has to go to your liver to be turned into a triglyceride molecule. Ours is a triglyceride molecule, so it goes right through your stomach lining into your bloodstream. So you get a 70% better absorption from our product, and that's clinically proven.
Hmm. Is that somebody who had heard us talking about Cardiol who wanted to ask you a question? Merle is here from Macon. Did I just lose David? All right, so
and Cardiol is for cholesterol elevation.
Yeah, Merle, hold on just a second. We get David back here again. I've pushed the wrong button, and that happens from time to time. So stand by. We'll finish our conversation, but I want to remind you, 888-809-6424 to order your free trial of Vitality Fish Oil. Use Dr. Ken Show, when you go to cardiol.net. So we'll wrap this up with Dave in a moment. It's 13 before the hour. Good day weekend with Dr. Ken.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and what would you do if a stranger came up to you and said, you know something? You are great. Many of us, when we are approached by an individual, whether it's a friend, family member, boss, or whatever, and says, you know something? You are a great individual. You are highly talented. You are wonderful. I like everything about you. What do we normally do? We turn our head to make sure that they're talking to the person behind us because they certainly cannot be talking to us because nobody praises me. Nobody makes me feel good. Nobody ever tells me those great things about myself. Now, why do we do that? We're so eager to have someone come over to us and tell us how bad we are, and that will accept, but when someone says to us how great you are, we don't. For now on, when someone comes over to you and praises you, take it. You've earned it. You deserve it. It is something that they truly mean. And by the way, do that to other people so that they can feel good too. You are great. Believe it. They're talking to you as they should. You earned it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
David McMahon, founder of Solana Health, is here. Let's wrap up our conversation by having Dave talk to Merle, who's in Macon, Georgia. Go ahead, Merle. You're on with Dave.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
What's your question about Cardiol?
Okay, my question about Cardiol is this. I had gone online and looked it up after listening to Dr. Ken. For years, I had been on various statins, and eventually my CK was elevated. So doctor said I should not be taking statins any longer. And when I asked him about taking the Cardiol, he suggested that I shouldn't take that either because what's in the red yeast rice, I think that's what he said, has components of the statin drug in it.
All right, so let's explain that.
So you're having a muscle irritation breakdown reaction to the statin drug, Merle?
I guess that's what he thought, because my CK had always been fine, and then all of a sudden it became elevated.
Are you feeling muscle discomforts?
Yes, I felt a lot. Okay. I don't now because I've been off the statins for like about 8 months, but yes, I had a lot of
muscle. But there's no connection between this and statins at all, is there?
Well, I hope Dave's not upset with me here.
Go ahead.
But red yeast rice is similar to Mevacor, and maybe Dave will correct me, but that's the red yeast rice that I'm familiar with, and it does have some overlap with one of the weaker statins. And if you were my patient and you had muscle breakdown from a statin, do you know which one it is, Merle?
All right, hold on a minute. Everybody, hold on.
Yes.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Now 53 past the hour. As I said earlier, we're happy to have a gentleman who has a lot of expertise in the area of triglycerides, what you should take to lower them, and maybe because I took a personal interest in this because I've had mine up and down and sideways. Dave McMahon, founder of Solana Health, is here. They distribute Cardiol in our country, and they also have a product called Vitality Fish Oil, two different products kind of for two different things. A lady called and couldn't hold on, wanted to know about statins and the combination of things here. So I think both you, Dave, and Ken probably would be on the same page with this when it was explained to me. I happen to think that red yeast rice is a good product, better than, I don't want to take the drugs, but there may be complications in specific instances, which is what this is about, Ken, right?
Well, if you go back in time to the late 80s when we got our first statin, Mevacor, and at that time what was being put in and dispensed as red yeast rice, there was some structural chemical similarities between the two. And then more recently, the FDA has asked many of the manufacturers to get out the statin look-alike from red yeast rice. The nice thing about Dave's product, Cardiol, it's the real thing. It's the real red yeast rice. And if this, I would have to examine this woman. You know, we're practicing medicine now. Her doctor told her not to take any more statins or anything that looks like a statin. So she may have more than just the little muscle aches that some people will get with a statin. And we'll usually try three before we give up. And those are for mild reactions. But when you have more moderate to severe reactions of actual muscle breakdown that you document by a blood test, that's where I'm a little uneasy about adding any more statins, trying this out. So I would, without having her at my bedside, I'd be real uneasy.
Well, but the other side of this is that this you do need to know whether the doctor thinks you. That's why you check with doctors before you do all of this stuff.
And she's unusual. Most people don't get documented muscle breakdown from red yeast rice or from statin drugs. So this is the exception. But this is the no one remembers our good days.
You know what, Dave? This reminds me of when all of the ads for drugs on the air. They tell you they spend 10 seconds telling you how good the drug is and 40 seconds telling you why you shouldn't take it. Anyway,
right.
go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to comment. I completely agree and defer to Dr. Ken. And I would always tell any of our customers who are considering Cardiol and have had a history with statins to check with their doctor. But I can tell you that Dr. Becker, who did some really great studies on red yeast rice and omega-3 versus statin drugs and found the right dose of red yeast rice and omega-3 to be equivalent to statin drug with very, very impressive results lowering cholesterol. He also did a follow-up study last 2010 with 100 patients that had documented muscle pain from statins, put them all on red yeast rice and lowered their cholesterol 32%, and only 5% of them had any kind of muscle pain on the red yeast rice. And that red yeast rice that he used a lot more than what we use in Cardiol because we combine red yeast rice, omega-3, polycosinol to get a similar effect with a less potent dose.
So that's an interesting way of hearing that story, Ken.
Yeah,
there are
exactly.
Nine different ingredients in Cardiol anyway, and red yeast rice is just one of them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Merle,
be done
is that helpful, Merle? Are you okay now? You got the info.
Yes, what I heard you say was, that you would be a little uncomfortable with my going ahead and taking the Cardiol, and I do appreciate all the information, and I'll look about the Vitality 3, though.
All right, good. Thanks, Merle.
Absolutely, Merle. Thanks.
All right, so here's the 360 on the fish oil, omega-3s, et cetera, et cetera. Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3. This is a pretty exciting product. Purest, most potent fish oil you can buy. It's so potent you can take one a day and get all the omega-3s that you need. Certified free of heavy metals, contaminants. By a lot of independent testing, and again, that's what Ken loves. He loves those.
Finally,
loves,
have
loves,
found
loves
this fish oil. I'm happy with it.
Those tests. So here's what you do: try Vitality free. Enter the discount code Dr. Ken when you order online at Cardiol, CARDIOL.net. You pay $7.95 shipping and handling. Again, Cardiol.net. The code is Dr. Ken, or you can call him at 888-809-6424. I know a lot of you would rather get on the phone and talk to a human being, and that's swell. Just tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken and Doug, 888-809-6424 for Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3 and Cardiol both. Dave, thank you for the instructive conversation. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Email to him or Doug at dougstefan.com. Another couple of hours under your belt. Information for health and well-being from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day.